Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Dove Knight. As you know, I'm a recording artist and a songwriter. But one thing that I have gotten interested in is like astrology. It's been so fascinating for me. And I've been interested in it for many years. You know, when I came to Hollywood to be a singer, musician, I went to a place in Hollywood to do, I took astrology classes. Because I was in like, you know, I was struggling as a struggling artist, couldn't find my way. And I met somebody who was an astrology consultant, and she taught me astrology. And she said, and she guessed it, everything about me, you know, like I had a bad childhood, and I was interested in music, and I was like, wow. And I was like, she knew everything from my chart. So I got interested in that. And I got quite acquainted with by studying it, and I still study it, you know, basic astrology at a basic level. So much to learn. Now, I know the critics will say it's a pseudoscience, it's not real. And yeah, it's more like you could put it like in a religion category, but look at it like we have choices to make. I find it very interesting, you know, because it's been around for many centuries. And to guess what my life and everything from it, I got more acquainted with. And, you know, astrology is a tool to understand thyself, just like any science. But, you know, I would say that just make your own decisions and about it. That's how I will say about it. Being somebody who's very highly educated, but at the time when I got into it, I was just making music and on stage and West Hollywood trying to make it in this industry and struggling, and I was all around L.A. County. I was so young, but that's where I belong, you know. But I don't care what the critics say, you know, it's just evolving process. The thing I would say is if you make your own decisions with it. And then I got so good at it, and I did readings on people a long time ago, and they said I was very accurate. I just studied it. You know, it's something to learn, and it's something to enjoy. So keep an open mind. And because I did this astrology, I learned so much, and I still look at other things. There's so much to learn. You know, somebody who knows me said I should do readings, and I was like, I was hesitant because there was so many astrologers out there. But then I realized, you know, I got books on it, and I know so much based on the basic astrology that, you know, if you're interested in it, you can contact me at DoveKneightsLove22, because I'm a person with a variety of talents, you know, mentally. But while I'm an artist, I develop other talents as well. And I did this on I was a psychic astrologer, a Doppler, before the place unfortunately closed down. It was in Hollywood not too long ago, and I did a reading on Donald Trump's astrology chart, which was very interesting. You know, the houses, you know, when you're born, if you have the right time, because we have to have the right time, the houses, you know, it's ascended, the first house, you know, and what time you're born could come up with a certain ascendant. Like for me, I was born 0 degrees of Leo. Yes, I love the spotlight. I love to be an entertainer. I love to be shine. But I had Capricorn rising. And, you know, Capricorn rising, let me tell you, is a very difficult undertaking. They say that people who have Capricorn rising struggle a lot in life. I have, and still undergoing struggles, had a very difficult life. But in the perseverance, they can achieve some success if they persevere and go for goals. Because Capricorn rising is very ambitious. Or Saturn in the first house, which rules, so I get to that. But when I say Capricorn, I mean the sign Capricorn and the planet that rules it, which is Saturn. Or if I say Leo, if someone had Leo rising, then I look at the planet that rules the sun, you know, the center of attention is the sun, you know. It's, you know, it was, I would say that it was an interesting concept to get into at a young age because I was so confused. I was opening my mind because I was trying to find out where I belong on this planet. At the time, you know, I was rejected by so many record labels. No one gave a damn about my music. I was, you know, one of millions coming out here to be a star, and I had to find myself. And astrology gave me something, a tool for me. But it's not the only thing, you know. And if sometimes, for some people, astrology doesn't work for them, and others it does. But just keep it open high, and remember, we all have a choice. That's how I think about it. And yeah, I would per se put it in more like a like near religion, you know, in a different way than other sciences. But I would say it could be a tool to help people. It helped me at the time to understand what was going on because I got in so many books. I used to go to the psychic eye. I've got all these books on Reddit. I still got books on Jupiter, Neptune, and I understood a lot. And I continue to read. And I understand astrology because astrology is, you know, versatile. So it was a very great thing for me to at least open my mind and keep an open mind to things. Now, I'm going to do a chart on Donald Trump, the former president, and see, you know, and this is what this show is. So if you're interested in getting a chart done with me, you can call, you know, on Zoom or wherever. For payment, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or DoveNeedsLove22 at Yahoo.com. Now, the first thing I look at Donald Trump has a Leo rising. Now, the ascendant is one of the most important parts of the chart. When I say ascendant, I mean when you get a birth date, you get a whole chart. And the first house has a sign. It's not, you know, it could be Aries, it could be Leo, it could be Virgo, etc. Maybe I should do before I do the charts, before I do Donald Trump chart, maybe I should do, for people to get to understand what astrology is, maybe I should do just a quick preview of how these signs and the planets and so on. If you see on an astrology chart, it looks like, you know, and it's the Greek, you know, you see the moon, you know, you see the sun, you know, and all that. So I start with the chart, with this, you know all the signs, Aries, Taurus, Aries, you know, April, you know, starts in March, late March to April. And, you know, Aries, you know, the front, you know, they really are the, you know, the beginners, you know, the first in line. They can be great leaders, description. Enterprising, independent, and they rule by the sign Mars. Taurus, they are lovable. They love to dress good. They love to live high on the hog. But they're very stubborn. And that's interesting because they rule by Venus. Venus is Venus rules love, and Aries and Mars. You know, our Mars, you know. So, and then there's Gemini. Gemini is intellectual. They are versatile, very versatile, changeable, mutable. Like Aries is cardinal, initiate, start things. Taurus is fixed, kind of stay, you know, stay devoted to one thing usually. Gemini just changed their mind, but they're very gifted. When I look at Novak Djokovic or Rafa Nadal or Steffi Graf, they're very gifted in tennis, or I look at Prince, you know. They can do a lot of things. There are, this, I ain't going to get into all the good and bad sides, but they're ruled by Mercury. Mercury is, you know, communication, intelligence. Geminis can do really well in school, let me tell you. Do really well. And they also rule, you know, Mercury it rules Virgo, so I get it to that. So, mutable, Gemini, ruled by Mercury. Then there's Cancer. Cancer is ruled by the moon, the planet. And where's the, you don't want to know what sign, you know what month is, from March 20, you know, like March 21st to April 19th is Aries, and then from April 21st to May, to late May is Taurus, and then from like May 21st, May 22nd to June 20th is Gemini, and then from June 21st to July 22nd is Cancer. And Cancer is, you know, it's like cardinal initiate. Water sign. Water, they're very, you know, the, you know, homebodies. They love, you know, eating, cooking, you know, very close to family, very conservative, you know, but, you know, they can change a little because watery, you know, can change, but, you know. Rules, you know, very interesting. When I, if you see Cancer on a astrology chart, you know, like you see the moon, which rules, it deals with the mother, it deals with family, it describes the family in someone's life or the perception that the person who's the chart has, what they see of their family, or what they see of their mother. And that's very interesting because I'll get to the planets, you know, after this. And then there's Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd, my sign. The king of it all, the center of attention, they love to be the life of the party, but they are, you know, they go-getters, and again, they're fixed. They're very charismatic, they can be very charismatic, rule kings and queens and living good, and but they, you know, stubborn and go-getters. After that is Virgo. Virgo is ruled by Mercury. Very intelligent. Late August to early September. Virgos, changeable. And Virgos are not as, you know, the perception of Virgos is, you know, they can lead. They work hard. They love to work. If you see Virgo on somebody's chart, it could indicate health. Or in the health professions, like a doctor or something. Or it could, you know, Virgo could mean, you know, something about virgin, you know, someone who's, you know, who's celibate. But just having a Virgo sun sign or a Virgo rising does not mean that that person is celibate, not at all. If you get to the eighth house, which rules sexuality, I get to the house soon, then if you have Virgo in there, that could mean, it doesn't mean always, all the time. It depends on the aspects. That can mean somebody who just don't have sex or not involved in a relationship sometime for a period of time. Then there's Libra. Libra, relationships, marriage, and so on, September 23rd to October 22nd, an air sign, just like Gemini, intellectual. Deal with people, you know, like Gemini, but, you know, it's people, relationships important to them, cardinal initiate. Scorpio, you know, and what's ruled by Libra, what rules Libra is Venus, the goddess of love, just like she rules Taurus, and Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, so Pluto and Mars, so, you know, it's like a higher octave, the outer planets. We'll get to that. So Scorpio is October 23rd to November 22nd. Very fixed. Deep. It could be very intelligent. So someone with a Scorpio sun sign doesn't mean that they have like, the characters are typical of Scorpio. They can have a lot of mutable. They can have a lot of Gemini on their chart, and they are not at all. You know, you know, fixed, you know. And I say Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius tend to be very stubborn and fixed on goals, whereas Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer tend to be initiate goals, but they're not fixed, but they initiate goals. They go, they can go a long time going for goals, but then they can change. But Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius change all the time. They can change like that. But it depends on the person. Everybody's different how their chart is. Someone could be born with a Sagittarius sun sign and have so much Leo, Taurus, or Scorpio in their chart, and they're just totally fixed. So they're stubborn. They stick to one thing. It depends on the person, remember. So from the intense Scorpio, intuitive, and I want to get what the water sign Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces are very intuitive, psychic. They tend to be psychic. They tend to feel things. Like Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius, I just love to lead. They love to go for things. Leo, Sagittarius, you find them just so much fire to do things. And Gemini, Libra, Aquarius tend to be, you know, intelligent. You know, they tend to deal with people, you know, intellectual communication. So that's how it is. And then there's Capricorn, Virgo, and what's the other Taurus? Earthly signs, you know. That, you know, earthly values and stuff like in that regard. Now let me go from intense Scorpio to Capricorn. And Capricorn is December 23rd to December 23rd to January, middle of January, January 19th. They work hard. They too love to lead. They're very ambitious. They're ruled by Saturn. You find a lot of Capricorns do very well, so very successful. They may struggle a lot, but they get, you know, they can go, they have the power to go things for a very long time. Capricorns is executive, could be executive, could be the head of the place, whereas Leo's the king. So that's how it is. From ambitious Capricorn to Aquarius. Aquarius is unique people. Not all Aquarius have this unique situation. But if someone with a lot of Aquarius live life on their own terms, they're very unusual at times in some form or another, unconventional. Aquarius rule genius. They can be very intelligent and create something new, like Eddie Van Halen on guitar, you know, or Mozart. Very, very gifted. Yes, and Aquarius can do, you know. Deal with a lot of people. They're air signs. They're very fixed. So it depends. They are having Aquarius on a chart could be somebody who's rebellious and somebody who can cause chaos. So Aquarius, they have to deal with the rebellious side because it's ruled by Uranus. And the very conservative side, they have to learn that balance. You'll find that if you deal with Aquarius want to live life on their own terms. From Aquarian to Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Pisces is late February 19th, February 20th to March. And they, water sign, changeable. Two fishes going to opposite directions. Pisces are very creative, can be very creative. They can lead. They can do a lot. The thing with Pisces, need to be careful because alcohol and drugs, you need to be careful. Reportedly, if you have someone with a lot of Pisces on the chart, I would say a person might be very creative. A lot of entertainers, people who made it in the music industry or acting have a lot of Pisces on their chart, which I read. So that's the signs. The planets, like the sun. And the sun, the planet is, the sun represents the spirit of the person, whatever sign it is what they came in this incarnation. It's one of the most important parts of the chart, the evolution of the person, the spirit. If the sun is the spirit, rules the father, rules the authority figures, rules being in charge of something, the essence of someone thing. What a person incarnation is supposed to be in this lifetime, how are they going to get there, whereas the moon is so important. The moon rules the mother in astrology. It rules family. It rules the moon is the soul. The personality, it rules how we deal with people, lots of people. It's interesting because having a strong moon and sun could be very vital for a person. Someone who has a strong sun and a afflicted moon. When I say afflicted moon, they have so many aspects, squares, which are afflictions. It means that person may have so much ambition. Their strong sun has so much ambition, initiate things. They're very strong. But to get to the next level of what they want, it's very difficult to get off, to get the, it's like someone coming, going for, be a law school, but they have so many roadblocks to get there, and it's kind of like no one's giving them a hand to getting there, but they have that ambition, so they study that sun, that energy. Whereas the moon, if you have a strong moon and an afflicted sun in astrology, it means that they have a lot. They have all the opportunities. Like if she want to go to law school, okay, she has parents helping her, they're giving her the books and so on. But do they have the energy or the ambition to go for it, which is the sun inside, so the around them, what they have, but they may not have that. And it's like someone, the door is open, but they don't feel like going through the door to get to where they want to go, that kind of thing. But someone with a strong moon can be very popular, and actually they can lead. I mean, they can be in the center. They can be a famous person, and very a lot of charisma. We'll get to that. Moon rules of things in the past lives. They say astrology, so it brings what past lives you have. It rules mother, rules the family. And on someone's chart, whereas the sun can rule the father, it can rule the authority figures, or any authority figure. It can be man or woman authority figure. It can be something, a very powerful person, or charge of something. And then the moon, and then Mercury was intelligence. And I think Mercury is very, just as important because it's like communication. You can have a strong sun, ambition, and a strong moon, which is you have the tools to get to where you want to go. But if you don't, and the people around you to get you there. But if you don't have communication, bad communication, then it'd be difficult. You got to communicate to what you want. But a lot of things are we overcome a lot of things by working at it. So squares are not necessarily bad. But trines are very helpful. Trines mean good aspects. From the sun, the moon, the Mercury, communication, to Venus, love. So you see Venus on the chart. If I say your Venus is in Cancer, it means Venus, love. It means it describes who you're going to probably be attracted to, who could be in your life. Someone who's involved in real estate homes, because Cancer rule homes, so somebody could be working in real estate. Someone who loves to be at home, someone loves to cook, someone who's caring for you, someone who really is there for you. So that's Cancer, Venus and Cancer. Whereas Venus love, you know, wherever it's located, shows what traction could be your marriage, your soulmate, could be who you're going to be with as a partner or friends, what type of friends you could be with. Because close friends, too. Whereas Venus to, after Venus, is Mars. And Mars, we know it's the god of war. So if you see Mars in a chart, means it could be, Mars is ambitious. The good things about Mars, ambitious, just like Sun, is ambitions. Someone goes after their goals, but the bad side, you know, violence or so on, or volatile, or it could, sometimes it can indicate, I ain't going to get into that, but it can indicate the death of somebody, but I don't want to get into that. That's too negative. There's the two sides of Mars. Mars is the lower octave. When I say octave, it's connected to Pluto. And we get to Pluto later. Then there's after Mars is Jupiter. I like Jupiter a lot. It's my favorite planet because it's the planet of luck. So where Jupiter is on the chart, big Jupiter brings luck. Luck. It could bring luck, lots of money, wealth, and so on. Only thing is, you know, it could be extravagance, it could be waste if it's not careful. Jupiter rules kings and queens. So, yeah, kings and queens. So music or royalty, yes. I was just observing, for example, I was looking at Prince William's chart of England, and he has 0 degrees Cancer. So that describes where he's from. He's connected to his mom, Cancer Moon. It also indicates, but he has Jupiter in his 10th house. 10th house in astrology chart was career. So Jupiter is king. So Scorpio, and Scorpio in astrology on the chart indicates someone inheriting things, inheritance, 8th house inheritance, not just death, but inheritance. So he's going to inherit the kingdom of, you know, from his father or grandmother. We'll see. You know, hearing from, you know, I think it's very strong. It's very strong Jupiter, so he's going to inherit the whole thing. To say that he's going to be king is an understatement, yes, later in life. Because I think that he has Sagittarius rising, so Jupiter is in the 10th house, so he's going to be in the spotlight. And he also has a lot of Capricorn in his first house, so it indicates that he's going to be king later in life. The 10th house is also ruled by Capricorn. So from Jupiter, good luck. It's Sagittarius, yes, rules Jupiter. Jupiter rules foreign lands. It rules a variety of different types of people. So if I look at Jupiter, someone's chart, it could rule higher education, college. It could rule foreign lands. It could rule dealing with people from a different country, race, different religions, all kinds of things. From Jupiter to Saturn. Saturn is a lesson, you know, it's a lesson. It's a planet that just, you know, it's no fun with Saturn. It's the opposite of Jupiter. But where it is located is, it seems like it deprives of the person of something, or they lessen something. But over time, if that person work at the goals in that house or wherever the sign that it, they achieve, they can achieve great things if they, and they can make, you know, their dreams happen. They can be extremely successful from the hardships. So Saturn is kind of like the taskmaster. It's kind of like your lesson in life is karma, earthly karma. You know, it's no fun, you know, but you know, it tends to bring about what you're going to be. You know, this is what you're going to be, and it's trying to get you to get there in this lifetime. You have to work at it, period. You have to earn it, you know, with the energy. And when I say all these energies are earth inside of us, energies. So it's, that's what it is, Capricorn, you know. So it's no fun. It's a lot of hardship at first, but over time, the hardship lessens if you work at it. Work on thyself. That's what is a taskmaster. Now, that's, the dilemma that each person has to make. They have to work hard at being a better person, work hard at whatever. I have Saturn in the fifth house of love. I had to find love in thyself, So the lesson is in the fifth house of love self, because I was deprived of love. Yes, literally. So find love in thyself and deal with things and get stronger. Whereas someone have Saturn in the 10th house, that person will have lessons about being a leader of something. People with Saturn in the 10th house have became kings and queens and presidents. Like Queen Elizabeth II, if you look at her chart, Astro Diaz or whatever, she was born with Capricorn rising. So hard worker, conservative, really, And, the planet that rules Capricorn Saturn, is near her 10th house. So she was destined to be queen. So usually Saturn or the Sun or the outer planets like Pluto tend to have presidents, kings, queens. Not all the time. Sometimes the first house, too, if you have that. But again, Saturn is not a bad thing. It could be your best friend under a crisis, because they develop crisis and you learn to hard on yourself and be a better person. It will reward you. That's how I say the lessons become less. The lessons become lighter, and life gets better if you work at bettering yourself. Whereas from Saturn to goes to outer planets to Uranus. Uranus is unconventional. It rules the sign Aquarius, so it's unconventional. It's brilliant, genius, but it can be unpredictable, rebellious. So if I see Uranus on someone's chart, it could be very independent, rebellious, but they also could be very innovative. They can change things. But it depends on how it's aspected. But they also could be chaotic. Unfortunately, the bad side of Uranus is some people can be so chaotic, they can be mentally ill, they can be crazy, cause so much craziness. So we'll get to Donald Trump's chart. Because Uranus is very prominent in Donald Trump's chart. And in my opinion, Donald Trump exhibits a lot of the signs that makes Uranus very notorious. Chaotic, crazy, and we'll get to that. Then there's Neptune. Neptune is for Pisces. It's a little different. It deals with the music industry, music, art. I have a strong Neptune. It's the outer planet. It's the energy is spirituality. It deals with things outside of the planet, of the world. Someone with a strong Neptune could be very shy and could be confused. And Neptune deals with things like mirages. You see things, you believe in things that, and then you find out they're not true. Deals with the good side of Neptune deals with paintings, music, dance, and so on, religion, connecting to the spiritual through religion. The bad side is it deals with delusions, it deals with hallucinations, it deals with drugs, alcohol, and you have to be careful with Neptune. The energy with Neptune is you have to be very careful, because the energy you see or what the person projects or what you think may not be true. You just have to be careful. You have to be honest. It takes us out of reality, so that's what it deals with on a chart. So if I saw somebody with Neptune in the seventh house, then I would say there's a possibility that that person may meet somebody who's artistic, entertainer, or religious, or also somebody who they need to be careful about the marriage partner or who they hang out with. They don't want to be fooled or taken advantage of, or they believe that this person is trustworthy and they find out later they're not. So that's the thing about Neptune. You don't know. It's like a bunch of smoke. You have to be careful because Neptune has that energy. It shows things, but you have to make sure it's real. And then from Neptune is Pluto. In astrology, you know, and Pluto deals with death. It deals with power. People who are strongly by Pluto can be very powerful, billionaires, or they're so charismatic, wear dark clothes or whatever, dark, real Scorpio. The best I Pluto, if I see Pluto on a chart, if it's well aspected, it could be someone who can transform things. It depends where it is. Sometimes people Pluto are very nocturnal. You know, they love nighttime. So is Neptune because they're way out and, you know, away from the sun. So I love nocturnal. I'm nocturnal. You know, I'm Neptune. You know, I have a strong Neptune. Neptune Pluto are very similar. The deep, you know, but with Pluto, it's power, and it also indicates death and the energy, violent death. Someone with a strong Pluto could be serial killers who had a strong afflicted Pluto, criminals who went to prison. That's the bad side of Pluto. On the good side of Pluto, they could be extremely powerful. Like Bill Gates is a Scorpio. He has a strong Pluto, you know. So rich, but they could be very charismatic, but they could be very secretive, and that's the thing with also with so very powerful, and when a change with Pluto happens, it could be it's permanent, like death, it rules death. So when something changes, death don't always have to be physical death. It could be spiritual. It could be the death of the end of a job. It could be the end of a relationship. It's permanent. But whatever changes you make, it's a profound change. And it rules things on Earth, you know, like earthquakes, stuff like that. It rules very big events. It depends on how it's aspected on a person's chart. Profound situations, because it can just, you know, it's kind of like a building. You know, you put a building, you know, a Pluto effects could just destroy the whole building and build a new one. And that's the thing about Pluto regeneration. It could destroy something and then bring something back in its own way. But the energy could be initiated on Earth through people or events. It depends on the person's chart. And with that, that's an indication of the planets and the signs, a little bit on the signs. If you want to know more, you can talk to me at DoveNeesLove22 or DoveNeesLove22@yahoo.com. And here is, let me do Donald Trump's chart. Donald Trump, our 45th president from 2017 to 2021. Now, I said that Donald Trump has a Leo rising. Definitely. I mean, he loves to be the center of attention. He loves to be the king of it all. And he has shown that he has a Leo rising in the first house. So, he loves to be the leader. And where's what rules Leo? As I said, the sun in astrology. So I'm looking at it, Leo rising, yeah. And you know, 29 degrees Leo, which is reportedly the degree that you know, it's just extremely the Leo-ness of you know energy is so much. You can see it. He just loved the spotlight. Love to have it all, you know, that kind, that's what Leo rising is. And when the sun, which rules, is in the 10th house. So in this life, in his lifetime, he's a leader of something, a leader of an organization. He became president, you know, but besides that, leader of his company's organization, leader of, and that's in the 10th house. The North Node means, when I get to say North Node, I didn't teach you about that, but that's, like, it's kind of like a Jupiter kind of thing. It's very lucky. It's an inclination to bring things that a person closer to where they should be going, whereas the soft node is closer to where they keep away from. So, Sun in the 10th house, yes. He's obviously a leader of some type, but he has Uranus in, near his Sun. I told you what Uranus represents. Uranus can be very inventive. They can be genius, change things. I mean, the bad side of Uranus, they're chaotic, unpredictable, crazy. They can do things that are unacceptable, rebellious. And with Uranus in the 10th house, the studies with relation to Uranus in the 10th house is they can act and be where they totally are unacceptable with the general public. And too much chaos with someone with Uranus in the 10th house can bring that person down. They could lose their job. And in Donald Trump's case, he was voted out of office. It was just too chaotic, too crazy. The bad side of Uranus is they can be ruled a mentally ill, you know, a mentally ill person who just, you know, someone, a UFO, you know, just gone whacked. You know, they went whacked. And I think Donald Trump, and you know, shows this with Uranus in the 10th house. Uranus in the 10th house, but then I see Moon opposition. So, yes, you do a lot of things that are just totally way odd or offensive to the public. But Uranus in the 10th house, because Uranus is the outer planet with Neptune and Pluto, they deal with lots of people. It could be very popular. He's very charismatic, yes. The North Node, yeah, still very popular despite his unpredictable, his chaos. And then I'm looking at his chart as I speak. Moon in Sagittarius. Remember I told you what Sagittarius is ruled by? It's ruled by Jupiter. So Sagittarius means that Jupiter, rich, wealthy, come from a very wealthy family. Fourth house of rules home, which ruled by Cancer. Very wealthy family. His mother was born from a foreign country. She wasn't born in the United States, which indicates, remember I said Sagittarius, foreign lands. So she was born in Europe. His mother. It also indicates with Uranus near his son, his father had a very notorious past too, or was a leader. You know, a leader, definitely a leader. I see that Neptune is in his second house of money. And when you see second house of money, Neptune can mean either someone deception or it can mean just you know, a spiritual tone to it. And as you know, by looking at it, because it's afflicted with different planets, it's very deceptive with money. He's going to have a lot of money issues in his life. Lose money and gain money. It's shown in the second house and problems with the law, because the affliction with Neptune and Pisces, which also, you know, the seventh house deals with going to court all the time. So when I see a Pisces in the seventh house, I see a lot of court action, deception, legal action, and so on with other people. Venus, when I look at Venus in his 11th house, is in Cancer. So he likes home, you know, homebody, typical, you know, female or his friends have to be an environment, a conservative environment or something that he's used to, the perception that there is. Saturn is next to Venus. So he marries someone younger than him. And Milana, I guess, which year was she born? I don't know what year. She is younger than him, way younger than him. So that's an indication. When I look at Cancer in the 11th house with Venus, and it's ruled by Cancer, so I look, Cancer's ruled by Moon. Cancer's ruled by Moon. So I look at the Moon, Sagittarius. His wife, Milana, came from another country, foreign country. So Venus and Cancer, so Cancer rules homes. But he likes the typical female, you know. I'm looking at his chart right now. The typical, what he feels is typical of female, because Cancer is very conservative, you know. His mother came from another country, which is ruled by mothers ruled by Moon. Women are ruled by Moon, so. His wife came from another country, at least one of them. When I look at Pisces in the seventh house, it ruled Pisces. So his first wife, I think, was a Pisces. So that does indicate, it can indicate, who you marry or one of your marriage partners or your best friends, etc. One thing that's indicated of Donald Trump's feisty behavior, you know, chaos, not just with Uranus in the 10th house, how he is, his behavior with the public. You know, he come off as crazy or chaotic to some people. He is. But he has Mars in the first house. So when I look at Ascendant, the first house with Leo, Mars and Leo, and Mars is right conjunct. The first house, he's not only chaotic, he's also very volatile. He can be very volatile. He gets into fights with people. He loves to argue and fight with people. So it's indicated with the first house with Mars. So Mars is, again, the other side of Mars is volatile. You know, they love to fight. So that is where it is with Donald Trump's chart. But I think with the Uranus situation, people who have Uranus in the 10th house have to be careful with their eccentricity. I mean, I'm talking about someone who has it, you know, or near the 10th house, because it could, you know, be seen, do things or be a part of things that are seen that are unacceptable to the general public. So, and I think that's why he didn't get reelected. Uranus in the 10th house can indicate someone could lose their job, get fired because of their eccentricity or being too crazy or way out. But the Mars is really interesting. The Mars is in the first house, because Ascendant is, when I say Ascendant, I mean the first house, what the planet is in Leo, and that indicates what people see, when they look at that person, what do they see from out, you know, what being, and so the projection is this person is so stuck up, is so conceited, he just feels so much of himself. I mean, he really thinks he's Leo, the bad side of Leo, they conceited. They really think they're special, they're kings, the king of it all. And with Mars, they're very volatile. They love to fight with people. And with Gemini, they're very changeable. I mean, the Geminis are very gifted. You know, they can be very gifted and versatile. are geniuses, but on the other side of the coin, they can be two-faced and they can be unreliable and they just can't be trusted. And that's the energy, I think, with Donald Trump, with people around him. Pluto in the 12th house, see, Pluto rules the 12th house on astrology chart. If you look at a wheel, it's in Leo. It's, you know, it could be, you know, hidden enemies or what it could be like. What could bring, you know, what is our weakness or, you know, something that we have to be aware of. Hidden enemies, whereas the seventh house is open enemies. His ego and his inflated ego, which is ruled by Leo, could cause a lot of enemies that could bring him down if he's not careful. He's going to make a lot of enemies if he's not careful with that volatile Mars, Martian energy, that volatile energy. So that I said that in, you know, that broadcast I did with Dolphin, you know. And I even did a whole thing in a book about it. I written a whole thing about that chart, you know. So that's the thing with Donald Trump's chart, the typic of Donald Trump's chart. So it's pretty interesting. So that is that. If you want more information about Dove Knight Astrology, contact me at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter or Dove Needs Love 22 at yahoo.com. Because I'm not just an artist. I do astrology, basic astrology, a little. Again, you know, just because a planet has a configuration that seems, regardless, we have control over our we have control over our lives and our decisions. So it's not set in stone. So if you see sun in the eighth house or sun a bad configuration with sun, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. We have control. We can make those choices. Especially with Saturn, we got to make the choices up to us to make those choices to better ourselves. And you, if you learn more about basic astrology with these planets and what they represent, so many different things. Like Saturn can also rule parents too sometimes, and it can rule authority figures, and it also can rule, you know, but it rules hardships and lessons that we have to learn because Saturn is the greatest teacher. So someone with a Capricorn rising can be a great teacher. Or executive, depends on where Saturn is. Like the 10th house could be executive. And Queen Elizabeth, she became Queen of England. So that's an executive somewhat position. Or, you know, it depends on where it is. So that is where it is. And if you have any questions, please contact me. And it's fun to do. I learned it when I was young, and it gave me an insight I cannot believe. Because when I got into it, you know, because I was trying to find myself. Because I was like, what am I doing? I went to these psychic places, and I just didn't get it. They didn't guess nothing about me. I was like, I didn't believe that. You know, I didn't believe it. I went to all the psychics. They had so many psychics out here in L.A. So I was like, but when I got into astrology, it just clicked. I was like, gosh, she knew about my childhood. She knew what I wanted to be in the industry. And like, I was already in the industry before. And she just said everything. And then she told the configurations. But the planets are already moving around the chart in the different signs. So it always changes. And it deals with lifetimes of past lives or so on, connected. And just because it say Leo in this and Leo in this, that doesn't mean that person's going to be all flashy or want to be a star or want to be the center of attention, want to be the king of law, want to be a leader of an organization or whatever. That person may have a lot of Pisces on their chart or Cancer, and they may be so shy and they may prefer to stay home and be a prima donna behind closed doors. It depends. Or with Neptune in the or Pisces in the fifth house, they could be an entertainer, world class entertainer. Unfortunately, with Neptune, world class entertainer who's a drug addict, because the music and entertainment industry and drugs and alcohol are ruled by Neptune. So that's how it is. Higher education, publishing, the ninth house is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is important, I think, because it can soften any bad configurations on the chart. So if you see squares or oppositions, then it could, it may not be as bad. It's luck. Somewhat with sun trine, when I say trine, I mean a good configuration, in the same, like Leo, sun and Leo, and Jupiter and Sagittarius or something, because they're fire signs. When I say trine, I mean they connected to either the same similar sign, trine, or a sextile, which is Leo to Libra. Because air and fire are very compatible. Air and air within air, very compatible. Whereas earth and water are very compatible. But just because, air and fire are more compatible with each other, and earth and water are more compatible with each other, doesn't mean that okay, I ain't going to date this sign or whatever. No. You should look at your Venus and look at the house that rules. Like if someone has Venus in some house, sometimes it indicates the sign that that person is, or it can indicate the sign that of the seventh house. The seventh house is ruled by Libra. The person can marry a Libra person. If that person has Venus in Pisces, they may marry a Pisces, or they marry somebody who has Pisces-like attributes. Very shy. Because Pisces can be very shy and very, Pisces and Cancers, they don't like the limelight too much. Like Leo or Sagittarius or Aries may like the limelight more. It depends. But you put it all together and every person's different. It's like a karma that you came into this life from another lifetime. If you know your date, where you were born, and what city you were born, what time you were born. Again, what time you were born, what date you were born, what city or country you were born, wherever you were born, then you can have a chart. But it's pretty interesting, It really is. Changes always happen. You'll find out a lot. Like hospitals are ruled by Neptune. Or jails or something, but Pluto, Pluto criminals, but Pluto, but multi-billionaires or sometimes heads of state, Pluto is very powerful. So someone with a strong configuration of Pluto could be extremely charismatic and very powerful to get what they want. So it depends what it is. Someone with a strong sun on the chart, they're the center of attention. They're similar. They want it all. Moon, it depends. The energies of what's connected. Someone with a Venus zero, when I say degrees, there's like the number, it's like the degrees. Like the 0 degrees is very interesting because it's like this. The energy related to that planet can make this person very unique. They came into a new incarnation. Like the Queen Elizabeth, she was born 0 degrees Taurus. So she came into a new incarnation. But Prince William has 0 degrees Cancer. I find that interesting. And I think, I could be wrong, but Prince Charles has 0 degrees in Moon and Taurus, 0 degrees Moon. So, very interesting. So it's very interesting. So it depends on the degrees, Nothing is set in stone. Yes, sometimes it indicates events. Yes, in someone's life. It depends on the situation. We like to think the positive. Like Venus with a configuration, Cancer trying to, Jupiter and Scorpio indicates someone who has a, meet someone, a very good partnership. Someone may marry someone lucky. It can indicate somebody very emotional. Or Venus, have a good, a very great relationship, a great friendships. It depends. Because the seventh house is not just a marriage partner. It's also the very close friends. You look at what really is important. You look at the first, the seventh, the fourth, and the tenth. Those are really powerful houses. So whatever planet is in that on the chart, the influence of the whole chart expands. So if I see someone with Venus in the seventh house or the first house, they may be an artist. Because Venus and Neptune deals a lot of art, music. They could be a musician, a singer or something, or just something with beauty. But definitely art, of some kind. Whereas if I see somebody with Venus in the 10th house, they may marry somebody, may marry their boss, because the 10th house, authority figures, head of business, head of states. So that's how it is. It depends on the chart. Or Venus in Cancer could also indicate somebody, you meet somebody from your past. Like, it has happened many times where people, Cancer rules the past with Moon. It happens so many times where people just meet somebody they haven't seen in 30 years. But that don't always happen. Sometimes it could be somebody from a past life, supposedly, or just somebody they just meet who just love to be at home and love to cook. Whereas Mars in, let's say, the second house, they know how to make money. They're ambitious. They're just go-getters, trying to make money. Maybe they could make money as an athlete, because Mars does rule, being an athlete. But not all the time. It depends on the chart. Pluto in the first house can make this person very, very intriguing. Plutonians, when I look at your Plutonians, they love to be nocturnal. They have very strong, intense personalities. Maybe they like to wear dark clothes, or maybe not. But they're very intense. Not out there a lot. They're very shy. So it depends. Pluto rules sex. It rules death. It rules power. It depends on the configuration and the person's choices too. Whereas if you look at, someone with Jupiter in the 10th house, maybe they may deal with issues that are related to Jupiter. When I say 10th house, I mean astrology wheel, the chart. Because the 10th house rules public, out in the public, So maybe it'd be deal with, Jupiter does rule money or wealth, so they could deal with things matters with money. Maybe they travel a lot because Jupiter deals with foreign, deals with worldly things, deals with education. Maybe they might be involved in education. It depends. So if you want more information, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter and DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. If I sound confusing to you, I don't mean to. It's just, my way of expressing thyself. Because I study astrology for years and I find it so interesting. But I'm also aware that, the critics, and I love philosophy, I'm a philosopher, think it's pseudoscience. I will not say that. I will say you make your own decisions, because it's not set in stone what it's not like a psychic. It's like, this is going to happen, this configuration with the planet is going to happen. We are in control of our own destiny. So you have a good night. If you have any questions about my astrology skills and so on, contact me at DoveNeesLove22 Twitter. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.